The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard-working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And we're gonna continue on with one more hour of Home Show Radio. I don't know what's with me today. Is it a full moon? Oh, the eclipse is coming. That's it. Yeah, well, everybody will blame everything on the eclipse right now. That's just the way people are. They got to find something to blame. That's a fault. Not my fault. It's the eclipse fault. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm not that interested in it, but a lot of people are. It's just going to get dark in the middle of the day, which makes me sad because I like the light on. And I like to live in the light and not the dark. There's no doubt about it. All right, let's get back to the calls. We do have open lines, 281-833-3333. Let's talk to Joel. Joel, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. I've been listening to you for years. Enjoy your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, here's my question, Tom. I've got an outdoor pergola. I'm going to enclose it. And right now, it's the open concept, with stucco columns and stone on the bottom. And I want to enclose it. What do you think about using, like, plexiglass with cedar 2x4s with grooves? And I don't want to use glass. I want to, you know, I do all my work myself. So what do you think? I know you're an architect.
Yeah.
And I want to put inside this, it's about 14 by 25, and I want to put a little mini split in there, to like a man cave type thing. What do you think about
that? That's fine.
Concept?
You can, if you want to use, there's a lot of, I'm going to call them, for the lack of a better word, synthetic glasses out there. It doesn't have to necessarily be plexiglass, the plastics, because they tend to fade and get scratched, and they don't hold up for a long period of time to the outside elements. But there are a lot of, you could go to a glass company and tell them or ask them what kind of materials there are, or you could do some research online and see some of the new products out there that you'll be able to work with. And I agree with you, don't work with glass, because glass is incredibly dangerous to work with, but you have to have all the specialty tools and a lot of knowledge to work with that. It can be kind of it's a skill set in itself.
Right. Well, you know, because like I said, I cut it, you know, with my saws and jigsaw and things. It's got arches.
Yeah, and I think you can. What I don't like is just your standard old plexiglass, those panels. You get just the schmutz on there and everything. It just etches the surface. And I think you'll do all this beautiful work. It sounds like you're going to put some time in it. And 3 years later, you're going to be looking through cloudy glass or cloudy plexiglass. And I hate to see that happen to you.
I mean, I've got a nice overhang. Is that because the sunlight might fade the plastic and turn it?
Well, you have the sunlight. Fading? You also have the wind-driven dust and schmutz that will start to pit it. You've got all the rain and the pollution from the rain. Believe it or not, rain is not as pure as people think. It will etch surfaces. It will do damage to surfaces. And because that's a clear surface, you will notice it before you would, say, on the paint of your car or something. I think you would be disappointed. It might just be around the bottom, where the bottom foot from splashing from the rain. I know that if a water sprinkler hit it with a sprinkler system, it would start to etch it from the hardness. So there's a lot of different things that'll do it, and it won't just do the whole glass. It might just do spots or pieces, but I would have you research it, but I think you can find something that will be more durable to the outside and not be a glass.
Yeah, I don't want to play with glass. Yeah, I do have a sprinkler system around the pool, and it's going to hit that. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
If it hits it, that water is going to tear it up, a plexiglass.
Well, what do you think about the mullions that I want to, you know, out of cedar or treated or redwood? It's too expensive. I already checked.
Do you want to?
Do
you want to paint it, or do you want to stain it? How are you going to finish it?
I want to stain it to match, I've got the wood look, stained.
Okay. I think cedar would be better than a pressure treated, but you're going to have to buy good quality cedar. Make sure it's domestic. It's from the United States. But the pressure treated will start to lose its shape. The cedar will hold its shape better.
Okay.
if you don't mind. You can paint cedar. You can stain cedar. You can do a lot of things with it.
Yeah, I kind of want to stain it to match the hardwood. I put the roof. It's got a metal roof, but on the underside, it's got the stained wood.
If you think it'll look good, the texture of the cedar is okay, because you can get smooth cedar, you can get textured cedar. To me, that's what I would use. But I would use a domestic cedar and go to a lumber yard. Don't go over to Lowe's or Home Depot and buy it. I'd get some really good quality. There's different grades of it. So get something nice. You don't need a lot of it if it's just mullions and stuff.
Yeah. On the mini split, 14 by, I'm thinking, 25, 30 feet. A half ton or one ton should work just fine, right?
How many square feet is that? I'm going to have to pull out my calculator.
Shoot, man. Don't give me the line time.
Hold on. I'm going to do it right now. Hold on. I got my phone here. 14 by 30?
Yeah.
That's 420 square feet. So you're almost hitting 500 because it's all glass. I do one ton.
One ton. Okay.
Yeah, one ton for 500, but you're going to have all this glass out there, and it's not an insulated, home. So I would give you some extra cooling power for the summertime. And I think a one ton, which is not that, it's not, the cost is going to be about the same, but a one ton.
Yeah.
12,000 BTUs if you're going to use a window unit, but that's what you're looking at.
Yeah. Okay. So one last question. So what you originally said about going to a glass company, they got synthetic stuff they would sell to a regular guy that I can cut it.
Yeah. In fact, here's what you can do. Absolutely. Go to them and talk to them. If you can, and I think you'll be able to do it, it sounds like you're pretty good at planning, plan out the sizes you need and see how many panels and have them make it to cut it to fit and every, and then just take it home and then you fit it into your frame.
Right, I can make templates and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember making templates for tables and, when I wanted glass on the top, just bring it to them. You don't have to make the whole unit. They can just make you the pieces that you need. And if you need to be able, that way you can avoid the cutting altogether.
Because I
would have them do it. I would measure everything out and just do a schematic drawing and say I need five pieces of this dimension, five pieces of this dimension, and have them go through what your options are. And I think you'll have a lot of good options. I just don't want you to go buy a panel of plexiglass and go through all that work, cut it with your circular saw out in your backyard, which I've done. You're going to have this kind of lean-to beautiful place you wanted, but a lean-to kind of thing in the long run that's not going to be very nice.
Is that synthetic glass, though? It won't shatter what you're thinking?
I'm sure it won't. Yeah, you don't want anything that'll shatter. But talk to them. Tell them what you're doing. They're going to say, I don't know what they're doing now today, but there's so many different types of composites and synthetics and different types of plastics and it's not the old days where you had one or two choices. There's a lot of stuff, and they might say, we have this specialty glass or glass type of product that we use for garage doors or for outdoor entertainment areas where we're doing air. They're going to have options for you that you don't know about, that I don't even know about without talking to them.
Yeah.
I would go talk to them if it was me, and I was doing something like that. I'd go down to a glass company and say, hey, this is what I'm trying to do, and spend 10 minutes with them and say, what kind of options are you thinking about that would work for this? You want it nice and clear, and you want it to not be able to be stained from water and weather, and you want it to be able to clean it.
And they're going to recommend also the thickness, right? The quarter inch, right?
Absolutely, because the size will depend on the thickness. The bigger you go, they're going to have to make it thicker because it does have to, handle winds and everything else. So even with glass, when we go to certain sizes and we bump up, people want bigger windows, man, the cost goes ways up because all of a sudden you got double thick glass you're having to use. And that's when people start to reel back and say, no, let's go with a smaller window.
Yeah. All right, Tom. Thanks for the input, man. Like I said, I've been listening for years. You're almost my age. I've been listening for about 30 years, probably, since you started. So appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'm probably older than you because I'm always the oldest one in the room now. And I think this sounds like a really fun project. So take your time with it because you're going to live with it a long time and enjoy your man cave.
Yeah, I want to retire. I'm going to the man cave back there. So
we'll know where to find you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Okay.
All right, brother. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening all those years. I appreciate all of you, but also appreciate my new listeners, too, all your children that you tortured. The other day somebody said, my dad made me listen to you. I said, oh, you poor thing. We had a long year. No, I actually liked it. I said, no, you didn't. you were 12 years old. Why would you like listening to me? No, no, I really liked it. But guess what? He's in the construction business now. So I guess, I don't know, maybe I influenced him. We'll have to see. I want you to know about cleaning up is important and how to make your life easier when it comes time to cleaning up. Earlier, we talked about dust, and I had a sponsor that can remove floors and stuff dustless. That's always a good thing. But what about what you do to your home? One of the things I mentioned was the shop vac, the most important shop vac in the world. I've been through a million of them. I throw them away. You can't even clean them up sometimes. It's like, God, can't they invent a shop vac that doesn't undust what you undusted? I mean, that doesn't dust up what you've undusted? No, they can't. And it comes out like a poof of a cloud when you turn it on. It's just not good. Do you want a vacuum cleaner that's going to get the dirt out of the house? I got an answer for you. Airline vacuum. My buddy King over there will set up a vacuum system in your home, and they have come a long way with the central vacs. I'll tell you what, I have been so impressed with them. I had to vacuum my Bronco the other day, and I didn't have my airline vacuum, which I'm going to put in my garage, because I want some suction power, and I want it to be able to clean. I was having this vacuum I was using, and it was a shop vac, and it was not picking anything up. I had to pick it up with my fingers and then vacuum. And I thought to myself, what is wrong with me? Airline vacuum. Call King or Tammy over there. Tammy will probably answer the phone. And find out about a central vacuum system in your business, in your home. Even the retractable hoses now, it's so cool. They just goes in and out. You don't have to carry hoses on your shoulders. All this stuff that as it was being developed over the last, I don't know, four decades or so, those problems have all been solved, I should say, or rethought to where it really works out nice now. And Airline, I'm going to put Central in there, Airline Central Vac has all the parts, pieces. They can service it. They can install it. They do all the businesses. You can do daycare centers. You can do barber shops. You can have everything done, and all of that dirt does not go in your home. You know that vacuum cleaner you keep using? It goes right in the closet. And it just sits there in the closet and distributes its dirt. Next time you turn it on, poof, all this little dust comes off of it and back into your home again. I know it collects some. It collects the big stuff, but it only collects so much. If it just moves it to the outside, like say to the garage, most common place, or maybe you have a storage room somewhere, you want the canister to go out there, and then you can just clean it right out. And the discharge of the air goes to the outside. It doesn't go back into your home. That's a big thing, is the air discharge. Well, Airline Vacuum can solve those problems for you. A certified home show pro of getting rid of the dirt. I had a gentleman call me a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how he did a blower test on his home. It is super tight. No air from the outside can get in. And he's saying, but I still have dust. It's because dust is created internally. The number one product in dust is your skin. I know it's gross. And then your dog dander. And then your dust you bring in from the outside. And the pollen in the dirt. And material like carpets and fabrics of any kind. They're deteriorating. From the minute they go in your home, they start to deteriorate into dust. Well, get it outside. Put it outside and then dump it later. It's Airline Vacuum. Find them at homeshowradio.com.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Trifection Kitchen and Bath, bringing together form, function, and fit in every project. Abacus Plumbing. Finally, plumbing professionals you can count on. Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call Due West.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we will talk today. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yeah, hello, Tom. I heard you talking earlier about power to choose.
Yes.
On when you go to that website, should you be looking at the company ratings?
No. I just signed with one. Get this. This is the example I'm going to give you. I signed with one called Constellation. I have no idea who they are. They don't even have a rating because I think I'm their very first customer. I don't care. I signed that contract with them, and I'm sure they're going to sign more. And that doesn't mean you're going to go to them because every neighborhood is different. Who's offering what? But I had another company years ago I signed with that was a no-name. But what happens if you look in the background, they're all related to Reliant. They're all related to, what's the one out of Dallas? I used to do their TV commercials for them, but TXU, they're all related to these companies. It's so entwined. It's hilarious. And if for some reason they drop it, they drop the name, your contract will be picked up by somebody else immediately. They will follow through that contract and you will stay on those same terms. Cause I've had it happen to me, I think twice over 20 years. And it doesn't bother me a bit. And usually Reliant's the one that picks them up and just follows through with the contract and the agreement, and they hope you stay with them afterwards, which I never did because their prices went up too high. But don't worry about that at all. That has nothing to do with what you're doing.
So there's no need to call that phone number that each of them has. Just go ahead and sign up right there online.
I just sign up because once you sign up, because this is the PUC. They're dealing with the Public Utility Commission. They have to fit the regulations and adhere to them. So you are kind of protected because it's a public utility company that or commission that is representing you. And if you ever had a problem with one of them, you would go to the PUC. I would and call them and then get it rectified. And I've never seen or heard of anybody having to do that, nor have I.
Yeah. And on the fact sheet, I noticed it says energy charge price per kilowatt hour. Is that what you're talking about for electricity?
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be the one for kilowatt hour, your energy charge. And that's the one you can shop down. The other one's going to be delivery charge. That's usually a fee per kilowatt hour also. But delivery and energy, those are the two words that separate them.
Yeah. And it looks like that the lower the month, 3 to 6 is a few cents less than 12 to 16 months.
Yeah, right now I went with a 5 month, which got me to 7.5 cents because that was my point that I put in my head that I wanted to be at. It's going to get me through September. The 3 months will go lower, but be careful because in 3 months you're going to be midsummer and you're going to get hit. Nobody's going to be giving you any deals midsummer because it's going to be in the middle of the hot season where they're all making their money. So try to get through to at least the end of September. And here's my plan because right now is usually the best time. We're just going through a political year, so things are a little off as they usually are. They're off compared to what they usually are. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through September, and then I'm going to probably do another 3 month or 4 month after September and get around to this time of year again to see what the 12 months are doing. I do like to do a 12 month if I can and do it once a year in April. Does that make sense? Did I lose Larry? Oh, well. I lost Larry. That's fine. It's always best to try to get around back to April, but right now, don't do a 3 month in the summertime. All right, call me 281-833-3333, probably because I bungled it up so much. Houston for lease. Bruce Lessie can help you take care of your property. He's a property manager. And he does a fantastic job. One fee, one price, no surprises. Houston for Lease will manage your property, collect your rent, find the tenant. Get this with the tenant now. Squatter, squatter, squatter. That's all you've heard about, right, in the news. As far as with Bruce Lessie, if they find the tenant for you, you get a guarantee. If you get a toxic tenant, which doesn't pay the rent, does damage to the property, whatever the case may be. If you get somebody like that, you know what? They will guarantee you, they will pay to get that person out. And he will guarantee it. And now he's managed thousands of properties over his career, Bruce Lessie and Houston for Lease. And he's only had to do that 3 times. Why? Because of the fact that he does a heck of a background check on these people before he finds them and puts them in your house. And so he will protect you every step of the way from that initial meeting all the way to, if you have to get them out, you get them out, but hopefully they'll leave on their own. And if you get a really good tenant, like I rented a place in Brownsville for 5 years. Mrs. Stella was my landlady, and she was such a sweetheart, and she was sad when I left. You get a good tenant, you don't want them to leave. They pay on time. They don't tear the house up. They take care of it. They're respectful. And that's what Bruce Leslie wants to find for you, because a good tenant is worth a lot, because they're going to pay you every month on time. And that's cash flow to you. Don't sell your property right now. Do this. Make sure that you call Bruce Leslie at Houston for Lease. Let him manage it for you. Keep you out of trouble and make money while you sleep. Find out more about him at homeshowradio.com. But right now, with the squatters all in the news, I want you to know that he can protect you from that, and he will with his guarantee. Just let him take over and make sure he finds the right tenant for you.
Like a macho man, I said I'll fix it myself. I can't tell already, I'm going to need some help.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get another caller in. Let's talk to Harlan. Harlan, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yeah, yes. Could you give me the name of that company again that you were talking about the electricity?
As far as shopping for it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you got to go online. It's Power to Choose, one word.
Power to choose.
.org, O-R-G.
.org.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I need to know.
No problem. It's a good question. It's where everybody should be doing it. Everybody should be really familiar with that. You should be able to go on sometimes when you're bored, just see what the prices are. You'll be amazed. Oh my gosh, that's half of what I'm paying. Boom, switch. You can do it. And usually it's usually about a 3-day layover by the time they actually make the switch, but they'll email you right back. You put in your information and they'll email you back and say, you have been approved, blah, blah, blah. We'll be starting AA. Welcome to this. You know, I'll give you one of those standard emails. But I have mine goes into effect. I have one switching over, and I got a 7.5 cents on that. That's about as low as I've seen right now. I think things aren't going to change much, although I'm going to go on tonight and take a look. I might have a different story tomorrow for you. But it's because it's election year. You still have the month of April, the 15th, 16th, somewhere in there, where it might just be a great thing for you to do. So see what you're going to do with that. All right, RCW Nurseries is where you go when you want new plants and bags of dirt and all kinds of different things. Why? Because I know. I go there all the time. It's one of my favorite places. I was there yesterday getting azomite. I got black bags of dirt, black humus, not to be confused with hummus, which I had for dinner somewhat last night. It is a great nursery for you to go and just enjoy yourself. And I noticed people are still going through their incredibly large selection of roses. People were over there yesterday just picking out the perfect roses. And it's nice to see people enjoying it. RCW Nurseries, located at 249 and Beltway 8. I think worth the drive from anywhere. If you have a project this weekend that you want to do around the yard, it's a great place to stop. If you live on the northwest side of town, make it your go-to nursery. If you're looking for specialty trees and stuff, we had conversations during the garden show about the trees builders put in front of homes. Well, you know, they have a tree farm, so if you have some trees you want to put in, guess what? You can go and even hand-pick your trees out of their tree farm if you want. They'll plant them for you. They'll full service, or they'll deliver them to you, and you can plant them. You've got to dig a big hole with some of these trees, but sometimes it's easier to have them dig the big hole because some of the holes get pretty big. Because some of the trees get pretty big. They kind of invented growing trees from scratch in giant containers so they wouldn't be stressed being pulled out of the ground and then replanted in the ground. And that was smart. They're one of the few people that do that. That's RCW Nurseries, located at 249 and Beltway 8, and worth the drive from anywhere.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we'll continue on with the calls. Let's talk to Chad. Chad, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Really appreciate all your knowledge that you give us. So my question is, I have a water softener, right now it has no salt in it, but every time it regenerates, it like floods. It's going over the top. And I don't see anything that, you know, to change the amount of gallons that's going through or anything like that. So any idea?
I think you've got a clog in your drain line. Because that thing's supposed to regenerate into the drain, out to the street. I mean, wherever they put it, I'm not sure. I think it's just backing up and filling up. And that can happen in your brine tank. So I assume it's going to be somewhere in the brine tank, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So just kind of clear out those lines, disconnect it.
Yeah. Or, you know, some of those lines are nothing but little plastic tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends which one you have. You can just buy some new tubing and just, because it's kind of hard to blow those out. I mean, you can try. Some of that salt gets real calcified. It gets solidified down in those lines, and especially in the bottom of a brine tank. Sometimes taking it all apart and just cleaning it up. But I have a feeling it's just a blockage on the discharge line. And I'm not sure. Everyone's different, so you'll have to troubleshoot it. But it's on the discharge line.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate everything. Have a wonderful day.
You're very welcome. Trying to get all these big words right today. Today, I'm telling you, I'm blaming the eclipse that's coming on the 8th. So we'll see what happens there. Concrete Racing Corporation, they're gonna blame it on something. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't stay out late, I go to bed at 9 o'clock, I'm up at 6. I don't know, there's got to be something wrong in the atmosphere. Concrete Raising Corporation can make that concrete that you have all cattywampus, put it back to where it's supposed to be. Everybody says, I want it level. No, you don't want it level. You might want a slab level. You might want some things level, but not your driveway. You want it to drain to the streets. You want it to be flat so you're not tripping over something that's sticking up. You don't want to hear clunk, clunk, clunk when you're driving your car on it. You don't want your children coming in saying, I broke my leg because they fell off their big wheel because they hit that piece of concrete that's sticking up in the air. You don't want your patio draining back to the house. See, I can go through all these scenarios, but that's what we call cattywampus. It's not right. Put it back to where it is. I remember talking to Due West. Now, this is different, but they always said, just read it and put the concrete back to where it is. Concrete Raising Corporation, those guys over there, they tell me the same thing. Just read it. Put it back to where it was. One side goes up, the other side goes down, teeter-totter. They fill the voids. This is Concrete Raising Corporation now. And all your flat work, because they don't deal with slabs. Slabs a whole different ballgame. And your sidewalks and your patios and your parking lots and your walkways and all of these different things on businesses and on your residential homes and properties, they all can be fixed and not have to be replaced. So don't just pull out the jackhammer. I know you got one in the back closet and start jackhammering away. Call Concrete Raising Corporation. Doesn't cost you anything. I don't want you to spend money until you have to or you want to. And have them come out and just say, yeah, we can fix this. We can do this. They have a foam injection process. They have a cement injection process. It depends on the project, how much void, what it is. But they'll do one or the other, either or. It doesn't make any difference to get the job done right. Concrete Raising Corporation. These guys are the experts. They've been with us here on the show for a lot of years now, always doing our listeners and everybody else, all their clients, justice and doing it right. They've even raised roads for cities and counties and whoever's in charge of that stuff. But they can do it. If it can be raised, they can do it. Concrete Raising Corporation.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's go to the calls and talk to Blake. Blake, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Happy Easter.
Yeah, isn't tomorrow your birthday?
Today's my birthday.
Today's your birthday. Okay, day before. I knew it was Easter.
Yeah.
Okay.
61,
well, happy
man.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Cool.
You're not going to ever catch you, but, you know, I'm close.
So. No, but you are close.
Yeah. Well, hey, just a quick question. I live in this apartment complex, and the maintenance guy came out to replace the AC filter. There's no sense in putting a fancy filter in there, like you said. So he was replacing one of those real, real cheap, cheaper. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah, but
he put something.
Filters.
He said, yeah. He put like some kind of organic stuff in to keep the drain clear. And he even let me smell it because, you know, I don't like smells at all.
Yes.
And so I'd never heard of that. And I said, okay. He's a real nice guy. I didn't want to make him mad. So he cord. He made it, had this little makeshift little half funnel to pour it into the drain. He was real proud of it, you know, and so ever since he's done that, and I know I'm sensitive to the smell, it is just, it seems like it's getting worse. Have you ever heard of anything like that, an organic kind of drain cleaning thing instead of the strong industrial chemical smelling stuff?
Well, the word organic is misused all the time. It doesn't, my mother used to say, oh, it's organic. You can eat as much as you want. You can't do that. Arsenic is organic. So you've got to be careful when people use that word. Now, there's enzymes that eat things, and if that's what he put in, it shouldn't have an odor. And if you smelled it, it shouldn't have an odor. Does it, the only thing I could think of is if it, it interrupts what's happening in that drain line and activating and starting the cleaning process. And so what's in the drain line is starting to release, and you're allergic to it. Something like that might be happening. But the word organic is misused all the time.
Okay. Well, I don't want to, I have to go pay my rent on Monday on April Fool's Day, so I don't want to go down there and raise all sorts of cane, which I don't. I always like, you know, another problem.
No, and can you get into it? Is it or not?
Oh, yeah, I can.
I would say, why don't you try flushing it with just some plain water and see if you can flush that stuff down? If it's bothering
you. Oh, I see. Yeah, because they did, about like almost a year ago, the other maintenance guy, they just run through them here. He put this little stick in there in the bottom, this little brown stick, and it's supposed to keep it cleared. So they did, he's adding to it, and I'm like, you know, I've been here 5 years, I've never had a problem with my drain clogging.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Oh. But if it's something, and if you think that's what it is, I'd run a gallon of water down there, let it just rinse itself out and see if that helps.
I can do that. I appreciate you. Always very helpful. And I played the Powerball tonight. So if I win the Powerball, I'll take care of you.
Yes, you will. I demand. I demand my piece of the action. 10% to the big guy. I'll take it.
That's a verbal contract in Texas. It's viable and it's all there. I'll take care of you, brother. So.
Well, I appreciate that, and I won't say no.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's my birthday, and all I wanted is just to win the Powerball. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's a good birthday present. I would say pretty good.
All right, man.
Then you know what you're going to do? You're going to let me design and build you the home that keeps you healthy, because I did that for a lady once, and her life changed. That's what I want you to do.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, that would be that.
That I'm going to hold you to, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. That's a great, I want that to happen.
Okay, now you need that. Now you need to win. So let me know, because I'm ready with my design. I'll start designing it as soon as you say go.
Okay. I want to say go as soon as I see the numbers at 9 or 10:01 or whatever.
Okay. I'll want to hear from you tomorrow if you win. And if you lose, that's fine too. Happy birthday. We'll see
you. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I had a lady come to me once, and she called me. And she said, Tom, I heard about you. I've gone to all these other architects. I can't live in air conditioning. Everything makes me ill. I can't work in an office. I have to work at home. I'm only happy when I'm outside. It's only time I feel good is with fresh air and whatnot. She bought a place in Magnolia. And she said, can you help me? I said, well, I can design a home for you that uses little to no air conditioner. And we put a little ductless in her bedroom just for those really harsh nights. And she seemed to use it because 90% of the time or more, she was not in air conditioning. She was in the environment that she was comfortable in. And this house cooled itself. It had outdoor showers and big screened rooms, and it had airfoil roof design to bring in the air through the house. And it was all designed to keep her healthy. And, you know, you always wonder if it's going to work, and because everybody's different and everybody's sensitive for different things. And I'll be darned if that lady, she said it was the first time in her life she was ever healthy. And I was so proud of it. And I couldn't give them away. Nobody cares. But this one time in my career, because that was my specialty in college, is passively cooled homes for hot, humid climates, living in an environment that works with the outside environment for people to be healthy. That's what I wanted to do. And you couldn't give them away if you wanted to. I thought I was going to be rich and come up with this great idea. It didn't work. But anyway, I was very proud of that. And that was in Magnolia, Texas, and I'm sure the house is still there. Circle Saw is still there after all those years, too, because they have a heck of a legacy when it comes to tools. Tools of any kind. Tools you'll never find anywhere else. Problem solvers is the best way to say it with these people. You have a project. you want to achieve some kind of action, could be a joining a problem with wood or something, you go see them. Talk to them about your project. Cutting heads, tools to run the cutting heads, panel saws, you name it. The woodworker's fantasy land. And also, like say you're an arborist. Let's go to the other side of wood and call it a tree. Because that's what trees are for wood. And so you're an arborist and you have to go up and you want to clip limbs and save trees and need all that equipment. There's a lot of equipment involved with that. They have all that too. And then let's just say you're a homeowner and you have chainsaws or weed blowers or any of that that are gasoline powered that don't work. They can make it work for you. They're experts at it because they can fix tools, they can sharpen saw blades, and they can solve your problem. Circle Saw, located at 2510 Ella Boulevard, just south of Loop 610 North. They're right on the left-hand side. Use them next time you're against the wall going, what do I need? I need something for this. Does it exist? Go to Circle Saw. You'll find out if it does.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Arcosa Crushed Concrete, formerly Cherry Companies, paying you for recycling your concrete and asphalt while making Houston a greener place every day.
Aquatex Kinetical Water Systems. Better water flows from better thinking.
Synlawn. Artificial grass never looks so natural. SYNlawn.com.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we're going to start wrapping this show up, landing the plane, as my father used to say. All right, we're landing the plane. He'd say that when he pulled in the driveway. He was a pilot. What are you going to do? It's the way he talked. And I miss it. I enjoyed it. He flew B-47s and B-52s and F-100s and Forward Air Command in Vietnam. He flew it all. And Lear jets and ambulances. Anyway, so everything to him was landing a plane or we're taking off. One way or the other, we were going to get there, and he always did. Anyway, I miss him. But that's not the point of the show. I just want to wrap things up. We had some great conversation today. Number one, fences. Staining fences. We covered that. What we learned about clear sealers, semi-transparent stains, solid color stains, and regular paint. As you go up that ladder, more it lasts longer and it protects more. Paint is always going to be more protective than clear sealers, no matter what they do to it. And the reason is it has a pigment. So the pigment protects it from the UVs. And that's the more pigment, the more protection. There's no doubt about it. That's why we've always painted wood siding, and that's why wood siding homes that didn't have pressure-treated siding or things like that, they lasted 100-plus years because they always had a good quality paint on there if the people took care of them. If they didn't, it would rot away. And you see those homes on the side of the road around Texas, and you wonder, who lived out here in that thing? But somebody did at one time. That's just the way it is. We also covered, again, powertochoose.org. This is a time of year you start checking your electricity rates because you can shop and get them cheaper. And there's nothing better than saving those monthly payments right now. Any way you can, knocking it down, $5 here, $20 there, $100 here, because you're paying every month. It really hurts the pocketbook big time. So don't be afraid to go to powertochoose.org and put in the little bit of information they need and find out how much lower you can get your electric costs down. It's always the same electricity. The light will always come on. They don't just say, oh, he's getting a different electricity than this one. It's just they just build like a commodity like pork rinds or whatever they do on the stock market. All right, let me just finish up today with siding. We had a caller earlier about siding today, and he was asking about vinyl. That is the first vinyl siding question I have gotten in probably two decades because it doesn't work down here. You always want the best siding on your home. And you always want hardy siding. Even if you don't paint it, it won't rot, it won't burn, and termites won't eat it. So it's a fiber cement-based siding, and it works great. It holds up to the high winds. It holds up to the flooding. Hurricane Harvey, the siding was fine. The rest of the house had a problem, but the siding was fine. Any of those other products will not hold up to the Gulf Coast weather, whether it comes to the storms we have, the winds we have, the rain we have. Sometimes the cold, but mainly the heat. Hardy holds up to it all. Hands down, never had a question about why did I put Hardy on? I need to replace it. That's why we have certified home show pros that install only Hardy, because they want only the best for their client. And so when it comes to siding, find out more about it. You can go to homeshowradio.com and go to the Hardy website. It's the same website the contractors use to get their direction on what their, how the product goes on, how the windstorm standards meet, what kind of styles there are, how they can present it to their clients to do different kind of decorative designs and stuff. It's right there at homeshowradio.com. And if you go to homeshowhardypros.com, you can find an elite preferred certified home show pro installer to do the project on your home, to do the work on your home, and have the best project in your neighborhood. That's what they do. And remember, all of our certified home show pros are there waiting for your call at homeshowradio.com, where you can get all their contact information and find out whether it's a plumber or electrician, they got you covered.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com. The previous program paid for by Mojer Media and Home Show Radio.